He can't get that on tape, but we could show him. He could put it on paper.
What's
that's
that?
What he's doing.
What's that?
How we raised our chickens and done.
No, I was just thinking, did you have the place you called it a what?
Chicken house. Chicken
we
house.
Called it chicken houses. A lot of people call them brooders, but we didn't.
What year was it we raised in that old house? We raised 200 chickens in that, what we...
Way off over there.
The old house that we tore down when we built this had three rooms running north and south, and had one across the hall.
Had one way off over there.
And we got the middle of February, we got us a bunch of baby chickens. Well, we thought we had a brooder or a heater that would heat those little feathers, you know, keep them warm.
Yes.
And it wouldn't work. So we moved them. We moved them in our living room.
Till we could get that fixed.
Till we could get fixed, you know. Then we,
overnight.
Then we had to move them in that, we moved them in what we call the east room, and it stayed bad and cold until later. Nearly some of them, well, most of them had feathers, but they wasn't full of feathers. That isn't there. But ordinarily, we had a little house out there 2 years ago, it blowed away. And there's something funny about a storm. Now, there's two post oak trees out there, and I had posts stacked between them. Uprooted up one of the posts with a stump still out there. And it didn't even turn the tub over on the post just laying on. Had a tub, just a wash tub, cut bottom upward. And then didn't turn it over, but it uprooted the tree.
That's tornadoes are strange.
Yep, it does funny things. But it was just high enough. Now, it blowed the top out of some trees up here. But it didn't. I guess it damaged our house, because a few years later we had to re-roof it, you know. And the carpenter that tore it off the back side of this house just picked up the eave that you just pick it up. It began to leak. So,
the eaves?
Yeah, eave of it.
You got those things, one of those things that run off the edge of the house, it might catch water and carry it off the house.
An alley out there? Like that on the front porch, this little metal alley?
Oh, you got an alley, yeah, but...
No, he's talking about the...
You ever seen them on a house? Sometimes they used to use them to catch water for a cistern.
Oh, cistern trough.
That's what we call them.
Yeah, cistern
trough.
See,
that right out there says the cistern. See, that was on, you know.
That was on the back porch.
That's the cistern?
That's the cistern.
That's down by man.
That's something.
You know, water would run out off of the house, our old house, in there.
Into it.
That's what we had for water till we dug our well.
That's a nice looking system there.
It was good. It was concreted up till we quit using it.
See, it had a pulley up over it there, and you had a rope in there with a bucket tied down, and you pulled your water out of that with a rope.
Or a chain, we had a rope.
Yeah.
You don't do everything easy on the farm. It's getting... I mean, machinery, but I'll tell you what, you can buy a farm near there for what a tractor will cost you now, take the right. See, that's the reason things are getting out of proportion.
Yeah.